Leroy, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, Zach. How's it going?
Well, I'm doing great. Can't complain. Friday, getting ready to enjoy the weekend. Let me start you off with the Packers. We know this split is coming. It's just whatever the trade's going to become official between the Packers and the Jets. When we look at the Packers this year, what are your expectations for Green Bay with Jordan Love in year one?
They're high. I mean, Zach, let's be honest. We built something called Title Town. And I get what people are saying, but anybody that takes a snap moving forward, you're going to expect big things. Now, whether you get that or not, that's up to us to wait and see. But I'll say this, though, who I'm a huge fan of Matt LaFleur. And the reason why is he's not one of these sensitive people that if we disagree, we're not friends anymore. So we're still friends, but I disagree with what he said about Jordan Love. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, to tamper down their expectations, because I get it, you want to protect him so people don't boo him if he throws a pick or if he does, you know, something that's out of the ordinary. And he's a real rookie. I disagree. And here's how, Zach. The gold standard to me is Kyle Shanahan, one of his former colleagues. Kyle Shanahan don't give a damn who the quarterback is. I got an amazing system. If you run that system, and I know people will say, well, what about the defense? Let's stay focused. Let's talk about the offense first. The defense truly is amazing. I get that. But put that to the side. The offense was run by Brock Purdy. And when John Lynch was asked about it, allegedly, he said, Brock Purdy makes man up, or we feel good about it. So Jordan Love don't need to be Aaron Rodgers. Be Brock Purdy. Be Daniel Jones. Matter of fact, Zach, be Aaron Rodgers from last year. 3,400 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 picks, 8 games. I'll take it.
The only thing I'll say to that, Leroy Butler, is I haven't seen Matt LaFleur before consistently as a head coach without Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. So you do just wonder how he'll be as a head coach without number 12.
That's fair, Zach. But I'm going again back to Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay. These guys believe that my system is so good that I can make everybody better at it, and I can call what I want, when I want it, and the guy will go execute it. There's no second guessing. There's no daylight. He hasn't earned that right yet, right, because he's just a third or fourth year quarterback. But the problem is, my good friend Zach Galb said that somebody told him, hey, man, they have these meetings one-on-one. Aaron don't even show up, allegedly. Jordan Love going to show up. Matter of fact, Jordan Love going to beat the coach there because he wants to win. So I think what you could have did, what Matt could have done, he could have did the best of both worlds, Zach. He could have said this. I'm looking forward to the challenge of making Jordan Love the quarterback that you guys want him to be. We want him to be a quarterback that has a good running game, one of the best offensive lines, got two young wide receivers, get the ball out of his hand quick, and let it be what it be. And just leave it like that and just say next question. Because if I'm Jordan Love, I just don't know how I read that, because it could be something behind our back. And say, you know what? You know, good cop, bad cop. You know, I really think that you're a great player, but I just got to do this. That could be happening. And that would be brilliant. But for me to know that I'm going to get a lot of smoke, as Aaron did with the Brett Favre fans. When Aaron took over, they won 6 games back. People were booing him. I'm like, why y'all booing him? What did he do? He just got drafted. The problem is with players sometimes, we don't get a chance to choose our replacement, Zach. No. So if Aaron was salty because they fed to Jordan Love, that makes you say, do you really want the Packers to succeed when you retire? Or you just want them to let you play as long as you want and then they'll be terrible and really miss you? Hey, Brian Gutekunst said it best. I got to do my job.
Leroy Butler here with us. Not that I didn't have respect for him, but I did gain a lot of respect for Matt LaFleur. because what I said is 100% true. And if I ever told Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, Mark Murphy, and Aaron Rodgers who my source was, they would all look at me and shake my head and go, yep, he knows everything about this situation. When I got back to that report that Rodgers and LaFleur would have these meetings and sometimes Rodgers wouldn't show. So knowing is a fact, it's like you saw Gutekunst take some shots, try to set the record straight. We know how Mark Murphy feels about Rodgers. I give credit to LaFleur this past week where he only praised Rodgers and basically wanted to nip those conversations in the bud.
Two things can be true. Aaron Rodgers is an amazing player. He's going to be retired. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame like your boy. He's going to do Packer Hall of Fame like your boy. He's going to do all of that. But the one thing he can't do is finish his career as a Packer like I did. So my thing is, what kind of gets on people's nerves a little bit is, Gutekunst did everything for you. Why are you so unhappy? They gave you the $150 million. They brought Randall Cobb from the Texans. We brought him because of Aaron. They gave you everything. And we paid you really not to go through this. So, and one thing I know about Zach Galvin, you know, I hate that we're talking to you a third party, but you're not a liar. You know what I'm saying? You're not one of these guys looking for clickbait. So my thing is, it may be some good cop, bad cop. Because LaFleur, you know what? I had Gary Ellison, the Elite 36 podcast. We always have these little areas where we'll say, permission to be a conspiracy theory. That means you can go wherever you want to go. He says he thinks that LaFleur said that because LaFleur in his mind may think, what if this guy has to come back into the building? And I got to work with him. So let me just throw his praise out there and just have some class. So, I get that too. I get it. But right now it's about number 10. How is number 10 reading these things? So, and if that's the case, I just want people to understand that we're going to have to be patient with Jordan Love. But no, you should expect for him to win games based on everybody that beat the Packers last year. Jared Goff, shout out to him in Detroit. They beat us twice. One time, with everything on the line. Zach Wilson's last game, I remember him playing, was against the Packers, beat the Packers. I mean, Taylor Heineke, all these quarterbacks, Daniel Jones, this ain't no Hall of Famers that beat the Packers last year. So you're thinking, okay, how good does Jordan Love have to be? Matt LaFleur would make him a great player because he's going to listen to Matt LaFleur because the system works.
Are you frustrated? Are you disappointed with Aaron Rodgers?
That's a great question. Because we let all quarterbacks do this, though, Zach, to be honest with you. We let them do it. And I'm okay with it. I don't get wins. Brett Favre got the win. You know, I didn't get losses. Brett Favre got the losses. Brett Favre got a lot of credit. Sometimes you got too much blame. But with Aaron, with a guy that wanted control so much, it makes people look at you with the side eye when you say, I'm doing this for the guys. Okay, fine. I don't like, when people think I don't like Jordan Love, I think he's a great kid, great, fine. But I just want him, the disappointment is the G never changes. Players do. When I'm dead and gone, the G's still going to be there. When he's dead and gone, the G's still going to be there. I think he lost sight of that. I mean, how good, I wanted the foundation of the team to succeed. They drafted Antoine Edwards in the first round when he played for Clemson. When he came into the locker room, we was best friends. They drafted Darren Sharper. I ain't got no problem with it because I want the Packers to be good. Not just when I'm there. I want them to be good all the time. And that's the disappointment in Aaron that I would say. And you're going to a franchise that had all the headlines and said, hey, for the last 12 years, out of all of the sports, they ain't been to the playoffs in a long time. I just don't know if I want that on my resume.
Do you think Leroy Butler, the Jets are going to have success this upcoming year? Like, do you think they'll be in the playoffs? Can they
eight
be a
games,
threat to win the
eight
Super Bowl?
Games and getting knocked out. Yeah, he said 7-8 games and getting knocked out.
You only think they're going to win 7-8 games?
They're going to win 7-8 games and get knocked out by a team that ain't going to go anywhere. They ain't going nowhere. No, they ain't.
Wow.
They were 7-10 last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll win one more game and get knocked out of the playoffs and be home.
Well,
like they've been for the last 12 years.
If they only have 8 wins, they're not making the playoffs. No, no offense.
Right. They're going to be home. Home.
This isn't the NFC South.
That's why I'm saying all these people that get on my nerves, and I do troll the Jets fans, but I do it for fun. But, Zach, these people, I got an argument with people like Gary saying that the Jets got a better roster than the Packers. I said, wow, how you feel that? They drafted a quarterback top 3 and don't even like him. Now, Breece Hall, I like Breece Hall, but he hurt.
Sauce Gardner's pretty good.
I mean, Quentin Williams, I bow down. he's a grown man. He's a whole defense. I can't even argue with that. Yeah. And then Garrett Wilson, I'll give it to him because Christian Watson was hurt. So that's fine. But it ain't all rosy over there. So maybe they think that, real quick, if you really think you're one quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl, because I've been in one. I had a parade. It's amazing. Give up the first pick then. Give everything you got because you're going to win a Super Bowl. You won quarterback away. You got great defense. You got all this great talent. This is great. All we need is A-Rod to come save us again like Brett Favre did when he was 8-3 before he got hurt. We're always sending y'all players. And you know I'm only doing that to poke at the people that live in the New York area.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, just because they don't have to give up a first-round pick to get him because
why
your quarterback doesn't want to be there.
Why they don't?
Man.
They do. Yes, they do. Ask me why, please.
Why? Why? Why?
Because I'm going to use Aaron Rodgers' words against him. He said he's arguably the best player to play in our franchise. He said that. We talking about Don Hutson, Bart Starr, Reggie White. I mean, all these great people, Tony Kennedy, all these people up in the stadium already before he's up there. He said he's the best, arguably. But I think he's arguing with himself. So what's that worth to you? We're giving y'all the best of our franchise. So, Mr. Douglas, let me get that first. Let me get a second. Give me Denzel Mims and one of your tight ends. You pick one, Conklin or the kid, I can't say his name with a U. Let me get one of them and let's go.
Do you think he's the greatest Packer ever, Aaron Rodgers?
No!
Who is?
Millennials. Kids, get your computers out, your smartphones. Google Bart Starr. The 15 is the universe. Aaron's just a planet. I'm going to say that one more time. 15, Bart Starr, 2 R's, by the way, I believe. He's the universe. On and off the field, and he was a coach. His legacy will never die. Now you got a planet. Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Don Majkowski. All these are great, fantastic players in my generation. But the guys of the 60s, Don Hutson, don't do them like that. They don't have social media to even argue back. Their families won't even acknowledge it. I would never say, even to my kid, that I'm better than Roddy Lyle. So my kids got the internet. Dad, you can't do that. So I said, you're right. I'll wait 16 years for the Hall of Fame. So if he believed that, how much did that work to the Jets fans and the owner? I mean, how much did it work to? We give y'all the best of all time based on what he said. So I want everything. And I ain't in no rush. Matter of fact, I like Robert Saleh. I agree with him. They said they ain't in no hurry. The owners ain't in no hurry either. Last I checked, we got 2 quarterbacks. They ain't got none.
The only thing I'll say to that, Leroy Butler, your president was talking about Rodgers in the past tense.
Oh, fair. When he came out of the dark place, wherever you went, I don't know what it was. I just go to therapy, and I think it's cheaper. He said 90% chance going in, I was retired. The other 10, he said, I intend to play for the Jets. I'm out, cuz. Didn't say the Packers? He said the Jets. The Jets. I think wrap your head around that. The Jets, and then when Gunnar Kurtz, allegedly, said he tried to call him, when he picked the phone up. Come on. Some of this stuff, I mean, even the most staunch Packer fan or Aaron Rodgers fan, you had to say to yourself, are we here again with this after the breath of our faith? Come on. I mean,
Leroy Butler, just sensational stuff. We appreciate it as always. Thanks so much, and we'll catch up soon. You're the best.
Take care, my brother. Always a pleasure.
Planning a wedding can be intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Indochino makes it easy to get a custom suit right from home. Fine-tune every detail and design a suit tailored perfectly to your body and your personality, starting at just $499. Get a wedding suit as unique as you with Indochino. Go to Indochino.com and use code PODCAST to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code PODCAST.